Today on Real Radio.
But you are to be part of a local body, and that is where you're being fed, and that is where you're being strengthened, and praise the Lord, that's where you're called. But there is one body, the body of Jesus Christ, the church of Jesus Christ, and that is a body, one body made up of believers. It's us.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through the New Testament book of Ephesians. We're exploring chapter 4, where Paul, the author of the letter, emphasizes unity among believers. Well, the section we're now exploring is where he expounds a bit on gifts for believers and how they all contribute to the functioning of the church. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs in a mini-series called United in the Gifts.
The Bible tells us, Paul says, brethren, do not be ignorant concerning the devices of Satan, the trickery of the enemy. And doggone if we're not dumb about the trickery of Satan in our lives. Then the Bible says, don't be ignorant concerning prophetic events. And isn't the church absolutely asleep at the wheel when it comes to prophetic events? Then the Bible says, don't be ignorant concerning God's dealing with Israel, that for now blindness has happened to them in part, so that until the fullness of the Gentiles be complete. So what is the church ignorant about tonight? That God's done with Israel. No. Then the Bible goes on to say, Paul says it again, church, don't be ignorant about spiritual gifts. And what is the church ignorant about tonight? Spiritual gifts. Well, Ephesians 4. We'll read 7 down to 16. We'll start part one of a message entitled, United in the Gifts. It's almost a contradiction, but that's a good title. United in the Gifts. And by the time we come to the end of these studies, you're going to be united in the gifts. Or you will be ignorant still. Because we're just going to let the Bible teach us about what the Lord has to say to us. We continue our march through Ephesians, verse 7, chapter 4. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now, this he ascended, what does it mean? But that he first also descended into the lower parts of the earth. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a complete or perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness by which they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things unto him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. What an amazing... That Paul, that guy can talk. This is the kind of guy that we need to teach us on this topic. He's talking about the body of Jesus Christ, which the Bible tells us is one. There are local churches. We've talked about it before. We're supposed to be part of a local church. Some of you drive from Kalamazoo, Cucamonga, and if there was a Timbuktu, you'd come from there. And that's okay, I guess, you know, that's fine. But you are to be part of a local body, and that is where you're being fed, and that is where you're being strengthened, and praise the Lord, that's where you're called. But there is one body, the body of Jesus Christ, the church of Jesus Christ, and that is a body, one body made up of believers. It's us. We are part in a body, that is right now worshiping the Lord over the hills at Golden Springs. That's worshiping the Lord down at Costa Mesa tonight. Over at Chino Valley. Over there at Harvest with Greg. Up on the mountain with Tim. Up in Seattle with Wayne. One body. Yet in the body of Jesus Christ, there are those who make up this body that functions to the glory of God. That's us. He's going to talk to us about it. In the following studies together, we're going to learn. Listen, true Christian practice is being what God has created you to be. Don't look at your neighbor with what I just said. Don't think, well, that's really good for him. I know God's got plans for him over there. I just know that. Oh, I just know that my wife, God really is going to... Forget that. If you are a Christian tonight, what does verse 7 say? This is as far as we'll get tonight. But to each one of us, you can put it in parentheses, underline it, and highlight it. That's it. To each of us. Who? The body of Christ. Those, the believers here. Chino Hills. Okay? Are you a believer tonight? Are you born again? Don't answer this question. You'll know it later in the end of 7 or 8 weeks or 9 months or 10 years. We'll see however long it takes. If you're a believer tonight in Jesus Christ and you're born again by the Spirit of God, I don't care what your denomination has taught you. I do not care. I want to know Bible. And the Bible says you have a gift, at least one gift. The Holy Spirit, in His own sovereign will, gives gifts to the edification of the body of Jesus Christ in the life of the believer. First of all, to set the story straight right from the beginning, we have to be obedient to the Bible. And the Bible says that the gifts and the callings of God are given without repentance in the Old King James. I like the word. The New King James, I think, might have it put irrevocably. Or in a Living Bible translation, the gifts and the callings of God are given without Him being an Indian giver. He doesn't give a gift and then take it back. And the Bible teaches that when the Holy Spirit came and gave the gifts, and we're going to cover all of them by the time we come to the end of these teachings, we're going to cover them all, that they were not to be taken away until Jesus Christ returns. Some of you have been taught, now I don't want to upset you here, but I do want you to be smart enough to study this for yourself. Some of you have been taught that there is no longer certain gifts of the Holy Spirit in operation today because we have the Bible. And they'll cite the passage that says that when that which is perfect is come, then these things shall be done away with. Well, it also means then knowledge is gone. Oh yeah, there's no more tongues. There's no more knowledge. And a lot of Christians function like that. No more knowledge. But I got to tell you, in all honesty, there is not one Greek New Testament scholar. Not a one. Not a one. Even from their denominations that speak against the gifts of the Holy Spirit, there's not one Greek scholar that will say that that's what that verse refers to, is that the gifts were for a moment of time. There's a perpetuity to the gifts. There's a continuing of the gifts according to the Scripture. What you are going to be faced with in the following weeks are those of you who have come from some very charismatic backgrounds, and you're scared to even come to that one gift. Is speaking in tongues in the Bible? First of all, it's the least of the gifts. But is it for today? It's for today. The Bible says it is. Oh no, does that mean I've been coming here for a year, Jack, and I've really started to like it. Is it going to start wigging out here? No, it will not wig out, because the Holy Spirit wears no wig. He will never interrupt himself. We won't have any afterglows in here during the service. You'll have an opportunity to go and partake of an afterglow should you feel led of the Lord to do that. But you will do it with knowledge according to the Scripture. Will we roll through the aisles? If you do, you'll just roll right out any of these four doors. And keep rolling, you shall. Because God's not into confusion. And I know some of us have been brought up different ways. Yet we need to be brought up now according to the Scripture. So tonight's going to be just a brief introduction with the time remaining, just a snapshot of where we're going. But we need to lay the foundation. It is God's desire that we function. And he first of all points out some pretty visible gifts. These would be the gifts that we would call the charisma gifts in the study. In, say, Pentecostal theology, these are the charisma gifts. And if you want to just sneak down to verse 11, he says, "And he himself, that is the Holy Spirit, gave some to be apostles." Are there any apostles today? Well, what did an apostle do? An apostle performed miracles? Yep, no doubt about it. An apostle founded churches? Yep. The acts of an apostle. Now you might say, now wait a minute, the apostles had to be somebody who saw the resurrected Lord Jesus. That was during the actual apostolic period. That is true. The book of Acts makes that clear. But people, we're talking about the book of Ephesians now. Paul is telling us in real time, now time, that the working of the Holy Spirit will be evident, because there will be some gifts given. And some of those gifts will be the gifts of an apostle. Some prophets. Well, are we talking about prophets that, tell us what pony to bet on next week? No. The word given right here as a prophet is exactly the definition of the ministry of Billy Graham. A man who has the gift of proclaiming, telling forth the Word of God globally on a massive scale. Billy Graham has delivered the gospel to more living people than any other human being in all of human history. There's only one thing that's going to outdo Billy Graham's ministry, and that will be the angel that flies through the midst of the atmosphere proclaiming the everlasting gospel. Billy Graham has delivered the gospel to 2.8 billion people in one time. Unbelievable. Now, gifts in operation today. We'll cover these in detail later. Well, what about the gift of an evangelist? Well, that's certainly what Billy Graham does, but the gift of an evangelist is many of you in this room here tonight. Gift of an evangelist. Paul told Timothy, by the way, who was called later on an apostle. Timothy never saw the resurrected Jesus Christ. Paul told Timothy, do the work of an evangelist. We're all to do the work of an evangelist in whatever way God calls us to. It may not be preaching to a stadium, but it could be to your neighbor. And some pastor teachers, in your Bible, I'm going to ask you to do something. You can do it later if you're more comfortable about it after the research of it, but in the Greek language, it is not pastor and teachers. It is the word pastor teacher. God has given the gift that there will be pastors who teach. It's not pastors and teachers. There is a gift of teaching. We'll cover it later. James Dobson has a keen gift of teaching, but he's not a pastor. Chuck Missler has a great gift of teaching. Sometimes I can't keep up with the guy. But when he comes down to where most of us live, he has a very good teaching, but he's not a pastor, and he'll tell you. But a pastor has to be a teacher, or she's not a pastor. The word in the Greek is pastor-teacher, not pastor and teacher. It's very important. Again, we'll look at that in detail later. Why all this? Well, in the preceding verses, he's been talking to us about being one, that we were called, way back up in verse 1 of chapter 4, that we're called to be in this body, this living body. We are called to be people that are active in the body of Christ. I don't want you to be offended when I challenge you in these next several weeks. Are you an active body in the Christian church that you attend? I'm not even going to assume that you attend here. Wherever you're at, are you an active serving member of that body? If not, you're ripping not the body off. You're ripping yourself off. God wants to work with you. God has given you a gift that you would be blessed, certainly, that you'd be realizing your value, that you're cared for. It's a beautiful thing to know that. Also, that you'd be built up. God does that when He works in you and through you. He builds both the vessel and what the vessel is applying toward. He builds them up. And He wants you to be a blessing to the body of Christ. It's an amazing thing. We saw in our previous studies that all of this admonition, I guess, or exhortation to be one, you look down or look back up to verses 4 through 6, one is mentioned seven times in a sense of unity. He says one body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God. Mentions that seven times, that we might be united. And so now, from verses 7 on, Paul's going to talk to us about the supernatural activity of the body in and of itself, among itself, with itself. You can't. Listen, do we all understand that we're just here tonight? We're just here. It's just us, okay? You can't be a spectator in this church. Well, I don't like that. I'm going to go to some other church. Go! You can't be a spectator there. You and I cannot just sit idle and say, well, I'm going to let everybody else do the thing. Well, look, let everybody else do the thing you don't want to do. Maybe God's not calling you to do that thing. Yeah, I can change a diaper. I really can. I can change a diaper. But don't give me those newborn diapers, those newborn kiddos. I can't handle those guys. I can change the little toddler-type diaper. But those brand-new babies, and those one-week, two-week-old babies, I don't know what it is. There's something about those little guys. They're little stinkers, for sure. That's not my calling. I'll change the older ones. But you might see something, and, you know, where's my place? Well, I'm not into ushering. Don't usher! Ask God, God, what do you want me to be into? And then do it with all your heart. Don't ever be a grumpy servant of the Lord God Almighty. Angels are envious of us. So God calls you, you ask him, Lord, I think I'd like to do this. Well, hey, that's great. You're going to say, well, Pastor Jack, what do you think I should do? I kind of think I'd like to do this. Don't ask me, because I'll tell you, if you think that God's telling you to do it, go do it. Well, what if I fall down? Praise the Lord. Just try it, will you? Just try it. You might find out that that's what you're called to do. You'll be built up. You'll be blessed. You'll get up in the morning like some of your kids. I hear about this from your kids. You'll get up in the morning, I can't wait to get to church. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be so refreshing? Instead of, why don't we just sleep in this weekend, honey? You know, get big games on. No, man, you just can't wait. That's a wonderful way to live. In all that you do, do to the glory of God, says the scripture. So find out what it is, and in the next several weeks, you'll find out what that is. You're going to be praying about it. I'm going to ask you to be praying. God, where do you want me to be? There is enough people just in these four rows right here, under the power of the Holy Spirit, to turn the world upside down. Oh, yeah, right. That sounds like a cliche. Well, I don't know. Jesus did it with some pretty goofball guys. We've got the complete scripture, the same Holy Spirit. We've got a world that is dying to get saved. We live in awesome times. Coming back from, heading from Russia to Germany this week, I began to think, and this is what I was thinking in my mind, God, my, how donkeys have changed. That's how I was thinking. My donkey had three engines on it. Isn't that weird? I don't know, you know, how you think about that. I'm just starting to see things so different.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a presentation taken from Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 7 through 16, where Paul expounds on gifts for believers and how they all contribute to the functioning of the church. United in the Gifts is the title of this mini-series, and we'll continue with more on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, speaking of being built up in the faith, that's Real Radio's chief purpose. It's also to present God's scriptural truth to non-believers. Now, of course, from time to time, doubt creeps in, but don't be discouraged. It can certainly be a good thing, especially if it motivates you to find the truth. So because we all struggle with doubt, Pastor Jack has put together a two-part DVD presentation called simply, Why Do We Struggle with Doubt? Why Do We Struggle with Doubt? Presents 10 reasons why we all struggle with doubt in our lives as believers. And by the way, whatever kinds of doubts you've experienced, they are likely dealt with in this presentation. Why Do We Struggle with Doubt? The two-part DVD package by Pastor Jack. So, this month, for a gift of any amount, in support of Real Radio, we'll send you this two-part DVD set. Just ask for it by name, Why Do We Struggle with Doubt? There's more than one way to get in touch with us. You can visit us at realradioactive.org, or you can give us a call at 877-RR-RADIO. Of course, that's a toll-free number, 877-RR-RADIO. You can also send in your gift to Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Again, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.